This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow, and joining us on the telephone this morning from the University of Louisiana Monroe is Lisa Miller. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Corey.
Well, thanks for being with us this morning. We were talking yesterday, and I found out that Governor John Bel Edwards is coming to town this morning. Tell me why the governor's going to be in Monroe on ULM's campus.
Well, it's always a great day when the governor comes to the Bayou to visit with all of us, but it is really great news because he has expanded the initiative to provide vaccines for our students and the Shots for 100 to the community. And so we still have about 2,800 cards. He wants us to help him get the word out and encourage people to come get their vaccinations and go on a little shopping spree for $100.
So let me back up. The Shot for 100 at first was for students to try to get college kids vaccinated and sort of incentivize them into going ahead and getting the vaccine. They would get a $100 gift card, right?
That's correct. And now we have, or the governor, not we, the governor has expanded the effort to reach out into our community. We provide the vaccinations through the National Guard. They're on our campus on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They'll be there today till 4 o'clock, and they have all three types of vaccinations. They have the Moderna, the Pfizer, and the Johnson & Johnson.
So for the folks that don't know the ULM campus very well, let's talk about where the vaccination center is set up on campus.
Okay. Most people are probably somewhat familiar with the Student Union Building, which is right there in the center of campus. So if you were on Northeast Drive and you cut down Mitchell Lane or you came from Desired and turned in towards the library, the Student Union Building's right there in that center. And you would just go up to the second floor, and there they are. It's easy access, pretty quick process, not long lines, easy for people to do. So we encourage them to take advantage of this. And if you're going to get your vaccine, you might as well get a $100 gift card as well.
That sounds like an easy thing to do. And folks, if you don't know where she's talking about there, on Desired Street, the best landmark I can give you is the Kentucky Fried Chicken. If you turn into campus near KFC and drive towards the giant Warhawk statue, and you'll be right there. You can just follow the signs in for the vaccinations. The governor's coming into this morning. What's his purpose coming into town?
I think just to make people more aware how supportive he is of people receiving the vaccination for us to try to eradicate this and get back to some type of normal living. He'll also be here today to speak to a group of citizens through the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. So he'll be there to visit with the National Guard and some students for vaccines. And then he'll come up to the sixth floor and visit with the president for a few minutes and hear about all great things going on at the university and then move on to prepare for the luncheon.
Well, that's big news to have the governor up here, big things. The governor messed up, though. He should have come tomorrow. His fried chicken day on campus.
He's going to miss out on the good chicken.
Lisa, thanks for being with us this morning. Lisa Miller, again, Governor John Bel Edwards on campus today at 9 a.m. And the Shot for 100 program. And Lisa, for folks to find out more about this, is there somewhere they can go and read more about Shot for 100?
There is on our university website. We actually have a COVID-19 site. They could just put in the search bar there at the top, COVID-19. It'll take them to the web page that provides all the information.
That's Lisa Miller from the University of Louisiana Monroe. Again, Shot for 100. There are 2,800 of those gift cards left here in our area, and they are $100. So get your vaccines, folks. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.